Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
No sweita, croesawu gynnydd, Cymraeg heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we'll concentrate on female artists, mainly from the rock field, but also touching on the traditional and singer-songwriter genres. Rock music has traditionally been the domain of male musicians, and even today in Wales, the majority of rock groups, including the more alternative bands, are comprised entirely of men. Pop and traditional music, perhaps by their nature, have had a much higher female representation, but unfortunately, this prejudice tends to direct aspiring young female musicians away from rock toward pop and traditional music, where they are perhaps more welcome, or feel more welcome certainly, by the music industry, even in Wales. We'll start off this week's program with a classic Welsh rock musician who in many ways was ahead of her time. From the Dwayne Aguirre album, this is Rhiannon Tomas, our band, with Stib Diggin' Argyle.
Oh,
That was Stim Digger Guile from Rhiannon Thomas, our band. Rhiannon Thomas was a rock musician from Crummock in North Pembrokeshire who started her career in the late 1970s, and like many emerging artists over the years, her first appearances were in a compilation. She then formed her own band and she released an album with the band in 1981, Duane Aguirre, which was well received. After a bit of touring, the band went into hibernation, but Rhiannon Thomas later resurfaced with a new band that had a harder rock style, Eat the All Wed, which was active in 1983 to 1984. Since then, Rhiannon has kept a low profile, but like many classic rock artists in Wales, she's reformed her band periodically to play at various festivals over the years. One of the most interesting in the current wave of Welsh musicians is the all-female dream pop band Frances Rees, who were initially formed as a solo project by Tywyn-based Beth Pugh. As a solo project, Frances Rees started performing around 2022, and still as a solo project, Frances Rees participated in a Battle of the Bands competition at the Eisteddfod that year. Though she didn't win, she progressed her music career by releasing her first EP in 2022 and a double single the same year. During 2023 and into 2024, Frances Rees transformed into a three-piece with the addition of Bethan and Kerios, and they released their most recent EP, Hello, in 2024, and also performed a bit more around Wales that year, including at the Eisteddfod in Pontypridd, where I discovered them. From their Hello EP, this is Frances Rees with Shemai Hedyuk.
Oh,
That was Shammai Hethiuk from Francis Rees. Karis Havana is a traditional musician from Mahuntleth who mainly plays the triple harp, and they have been performing since the late 2010s. They started their career at a young age and became a member of the youth orchestra Avanc, which was organized by Trac Cymru. While still a member of Avanc, Karis released their first album in 2020, but their breakthrough came with the second album, Edith, in 2022. This album, which crossed over to get some airplay and attention on normally rock-oriented programs on Radio Cymru. They have continued to work in different directions since by releasing an album of English folk songs in 2024, and their latest release is an album of solo piano pieces. From their Edith album, this is Karis Havana with Comet Mil Uth Pimp Uth. Was Comet Mil Uth Pimp Uth from Karis Havana. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Gwennell Saunders, or just Gwenno, is a musician who's had by now a fairly long career on the Welsh and Cornish music scenes. She started off as a solo artist in 2022 by releasing an EP on signed sublabel Cry, and she released a follow-up EP in 2003. In 2006, she joined the English-based electro-pop group The Pipettes and remained with them until 2010, when she resumed her solo career in Welsh and Cornish. Her first album after she resumed her solo career was the highly acclaimed Welsh album Y Dydd Olaf from 2014, which was a concept album based on the novel of the same name. Her most recent albums were the Cornish Le Cove from 2018 and the mainly Cornish Treasure from 2022. From her Le Cove album, this is Gwenno with Herdia. Was Herdia from Gwenno. Karis Matthews got her start in the group Catatonia, which was partly founded by former members of the band Akerf, and which was active from 1992 until 2001. Though they were initially a mainly Welsh language outfit, the band switched to almost all English, with one or two notable exceptions, after they signed to an English record label, and for a while they were commercially successful in England. After Catatonia broke up, Karis Matthews branched into radio and television presenting and also started a solo recording career with a much more acoustic sound. Although the majority of her solo work has been in English, she's had some Welsh music as well, including a Welsh EP, Arwen Equals Aeroplane. From this EP, this is Karis Matthews with Aeroplane here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Thank you. That was Aeroplane from Karis Matthews. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a track from Taxi Derby. The band Adwaith is without a doubt the leading all-female band in Wales at the moment. They've achieved success in Wales and are also getting a lot of attention outside of Wales with their alternative sound. During the pandemic, one of the members of Adwaith, Gwenslian Anthony, started a side project, Taxi Derby, with the musician Matthew Kilgariff, who played with the band prior to the pandemic. They released two singles on their own and also collaborated with the band Sister Wives on a third single, and all of these were released on the Libertino label. This is Taxi Derby with Blay Pierre. Blay Pierre from Taxi Derby. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London. And this week, CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, Yokavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/edreed1. Croeso and all. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from The Joy Formidable. From their Erythral B single, this is Tinnisilu.
Sin duda ni
That was Teddy Sulu from the Joy Formidable. The Joy Formidable were founded at Erwithrig in 2007 after the main musicians, Rhiannon, or Ritzy as she goes by, Bryant, and Rhiannon David, were on other bands, notably the Manchester-based Tricky Nixon, who had at least one Welsh release. The Joy Formidable quickly gained an audience in England and other countries, and though they do the majority of their material in English, they've always done some Welsh material as well. Their most notable Welsh tunes were the Erythral series that came out as singles between 2014 and 2017, and most of these tracks were subsequently included on their collection Penbuguilid that came out in 2022. Rhiannon Mostyn first emerged as part of the blues rock group Family Dog, which were active in the late 1990s, but the only recording of them, to my knowledge, is a track on the Ram Jam 2 album from 1997. Subsequently, Rhiannon Mostyn started a solo career, as she released 3 albums and 2 EPs between 2001 and 2010, but since then, she hasn't released any further recordings. More recently, she's been better known as the wife of the Penmynmar hill farmer Gareth Jones, who's had various television programs in both Welsh and English, where Rhiannon has sometimes made appearances. For her Playboy album from 2001, this is Rhiannon Mostyn with Hino here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Oh,
That was Hato from Rian Mostyn. Our next track is from poet, author, and singer-songwriter Fleur David. From her Ian Forth Mass album, this is Savannah. Savannah from Fleur David or Barth. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/edreadone. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Gillespie was an almost all-female band that was formed while its members were students at Aberystwyth University, and they included future Plaid Cymru Seventh member Bethan Jenkins among her members. The band was active from 2002 until 2006 and released one album, the very interestingly named Matthew Quarry Guitar, Can't Play Guitar, on 2005 on the Doc Rad label. The band had a very interesting sound with some traditional influences, and they were a unique part of the Welsh music scene while they were active. This is Gillespie with Clymai. Was Clymai from Gillespie. Estella is, or was, a band from Ballinai Fastidiog that started in the late 1990s when its members were students at Coleg Dúvor Maryon. The band had a generally alternative sound and recorded material in both Welsh and English. They released their first EP mainly in Welsh on their own label in 2002, and in 2003 they released their only album, Lizara, which came out on the Sign label and was about 60% in English. Although the band has not been very active since their album release, like some other bands, they have reformed from time to time for gigs and festivals. From their 10 EP, this is Estella with Didi Ayama here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Dwi'm yn cysgu yn rhyddo dyddiau yma Olwyn feddwl yn dal I droi a thros I fi Dal I ddeffro y tri yn y bora Llygad y lled agorad wrth ofyn y cwestiwn pam
Was Didier Yama from Estella. We'll finish off this week's program with a tune from Suki Boskawen. Suki Boskawen originated with the punk band Dolly, who were from Carmarthenshire and who started performing in the late 1990s. Dolly released three EPs, first on the main Flack label in 1998, and subsequently on the rock sub-label Rasped, who also released their album Judas Versus in 2001. The best-known tune from Dolly was Dernod V from their 2002 EP of the same name, but the band broke up following this, and two of the members, Maren Letty and Tomb Champagne, went on to form Suki Boskawen, who started around 2005. The band released a few singles, and their only album, The Great Kuchar Kaching, came out in 2007 and was a critical and popular success. Suki Boskawen released a few singles subsequently, but their career was cut short by Maren Letty's brain tumor, though she subsequently reinvented herself as a visual artist known as Susie DeClick. This is Suki Boskawen with Redig.
Dreading me still.
was Redding from Suki Boskoward. We've come to the end of this week's program and hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed, and we'll have a new program for you next week. Hufar Matro.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming. Skip.